Welcome to our practical enlightenment meditation, where my intention with offering you these meditations is to provide you with practical tools that will help you connect to your true self and to find more fulfillment and true joy and peace in your life, the way that these meditations have had a profound benefit on my life. I always want to share with you what has helped me the most. And the theme of our meditation today is releasing rigidity and being in flow. So rigidity comes in many different forms in our life. It can come in the form of wanting things to be a specific way, wanting people to respond a specific way, wanting your body to be a specific weight, wanting your diet to be perfect. When we step back and we look at rigidity and like, oh, it has to be this or that, we realize that there's so much struggle and there's so much stress that comes from looking at things in that perspective versus really finding flow in this moment and working with what is right here, right now. And there's great power in doing that because rigidity really depletes our energy. And it depletes it in many different ways. It's a mental drain, and then it leaks into our body. Without realizing it, we can hold a percentage of our body, bodily muscles tense and rigid, and then that leaks more energy, and a cascade of different hormones come in, and then we feel more depleted, and then we feel not as good emotionally or mentally, and so the cycle just goes on and on and on. So this is a wonderful meditation to do when you're just feeling buildup in your body, when you're feeling buildup in your life, perhaps, and you notice, you start to become aware that you want more flow, that you're desiring to feel more of that beautiful flow that is available to you. It is a choice, my love. You can choose to let go of this rigidity and you can feel more fullness in your life and all around you. It is true. This is a choice. Once we become more aware, which we'll do in our meditation today. So go ahead and take a comfortable seat, please, in your seat with your chair, feet flat on the ground or on your meditation cushion, cross-legged on the ground. Take a nice deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. Go ahead and let your shoulders start to relax down as you do that. And one more time, in through your nose and out through your mouth. Now we're going to do this little motion, this front to back motion, where as you inhale, you're going to bring your shoulders back, shoulder blades towards each other. So your chest comes forward. And then as you exhale, you're gonna imagine that your shoulders are coming towards each other and you're arcing back. A little bit different than a cat-cow. This is more front to back. This is really focusing on the spine, just starting to wake up and release. So inhaling and pinning the shoulders back. And then exhaling, bringing the shoulders forward. Do it again, inhale, shoulders back, exhale, shoulders forward. You can start to notice as we do this a couple more times, inhale, shoulders back, exhale, shoulders forward. A couple more times on your own, just become aware of any tension in your shoulders, any tension in your neck or in your mid-back, lower back, or really any part of your body. Because this flexing motion starts to open up new pathways of energy. And it's very healthy for your spine and the fluid in your spine to get a little bit of circulation this way. Just keep going. It can be a little bit faster if that feels good for you, or really slow if that feels good to you as well. Sometimes slow motion can be very therapeutic in a fast-paced world. So a couple more times, just like that. As you're ready now, start to come to a standstill. Start to relax the body into stillness. around you. We're going to do a little body scan together now. Starting the top of your head, just scan down your head, down your neck, down your upper, your shoulders, upper back, mid-back, seeing where you can release any tension that still remains, lower back, down your arms, abdomen, belly often feels a little tight for a lot of us, hips, and down your legs. Now I'd like you to keep your belly nice and soft. And as you breathe down each deep inhale into your belly, filling that fullness of prana, of life force energy that's available to you. As you exhale, you can be in your body and yet be completely softened and non-rigid. This is a very important, beautiful practice to really master, because when we do this, we release that percentage of energy that is often tied up in our bodies into rigidity and translates, as I mentioned earlier, into emotional and mental rigidity. And it keeps us shut down to an extent. It keeps us from really feeling the fullness of our potential energy. So keep working on your deep belly breaths, but at the same time, keeping your belly nice and soft as I introduce our intention for today. I am in flow, and I release all rigidity in my body and my mind. I am in flow, and I release all rigidity in my body and my mind. I am in flow, and I release all rigidity in my body and in my mind. I am in flow, and I release all rigidity in my body and in my mind. Breathing now. Feel the truth of that. Feel the flow of energy down into your beautiful, soft center, your beautiful, soft belly. This gentle softness of allowing energy to come in and out without holding, without trying to control anything. Just allowing, allowing, allowing. Please bring your hands together into prayer pose in front of your heart. Take a moment for gratitude. I'm so grateful for our connection and that we get to be here together right now and share with one another and support each other. Sending you so much love, so much peace. Om Shanti, Namaste.